This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous but quite annoying Jill Serkin.
If you annoy me, Paul Anders, I can just squirt you with my dew.
She keeps squirting me with dew.
You're going to have...
She's paid 10 quid for a can of water.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, your face, your complexion will be so lovely from it. And Tracy has sent me a lovely picture of her wax melt, and it's beautiful.
Show us.
And in fact, her whole room is beautiful. It's all very zen. She's got a little salt candle I can see there as well.
Okay. Oh, right, OK.
A bookshop, does it? It's not at all how I thought it was going to be a candle in the shape of a bookshop. Right. See, I got confused.
It's not real Buddha.
No, not the real one, of course. That's her. So is the wax melt, Linda, as you seem to know about these things, because I use aromatherapy. I actually see my little burner there I've got in the plug-in on the white chair.
It's over there.
Linda. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And it's all colours. Look, Paul, it's going all colours.
He
finds it a bit newfangled, but I use that a lot at home. But is the wax melt the top bit in the little dish?
Yes, so that's the wax melt in the dish. And then you put a little tea light candle underneath it. And as it burns, a lovely smell comes out.
Oh, that's very, very nice.
We use it a lot at home.
Would be very useful next to my new Greyhound Rescue because
I keep expecting that thing to suddenly jump up and go, and then we smash them all to bits.
Oh, you think that's a mash, little Dalek?
The smashed Dalek, yeah.
I don't know why it's changing colour. It's very good.
I've had a tweet from Paragon Drones.
Oh, are they droning?
Yeah, and they say, Paul and Jules, hi, Paul, Jules and the usual crew. We'd love a mention, please. Photography and social media share a lot of crossovers, and this has been a great show talking about it. So thank you. It's the lovely folks at Paragon Drones. Chips and Dinks, Paul and Jules are in the bunker house today. Oh, we're going to win it today. Are in the bunker house at 1 with a great lineup of guests, including Graham Baker.
Oh,
absolutely,
thank you.
Best business events. Can your business show that you offer higher quality customer service? If the answer is yes, then you should be entering the Kent Awards. Quick and easy to apply. I'm going to tell you about that in a bit, actually.
Can't wait.
Right, what else you got? What you got?
Oh, I've got an SME news. That's quite exciting. It's delighted. SME News is delighted to announce that voting for the 6th annual UK Enterprise Awards is now officially open. Ta-da! In the face of unprecedented hardship and uncertainty over the last 2 years, the UK business owners have demonstrated the utmost dedication and innovation in the ways that they have adapted to weather the COVID storm and ensure the survival of their business. We've all leapt through hoops, haven't we?
Absolutely, we have.
Now, to find out, you can do self-nominations even, Paul Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
So you could nominate yourself, if you fancy.
Right.
You can go to 3ws.sme-news.co.uk, /awards, and then you can nominate a business or yourself. As they say, all of our awards are completely free to enter and win, so there are zero mandatory costs throughout. Should you wish to nominate yourself or vote for a candidate you feel is deserving, follow that link. And of course, as usual, all links that we read out will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. Martin Reeves, Collector's Buddy. Could we have a shout out, please, from the web? We're listening today. It's a great show and it's a good day to be alive. Well, that's nice.
The sun was shining as well.
Yeah.
I was quite pleased with that. There's a final reminder, book now for Marsh Network Online. And this Wednesday, sorry, I'm taking a video of my little puffer for everybody. It's a diffuser, isn't it, Linda?
Diffuser.
Yeah. But the next meeting of Marsh Network Online is at 10:30 a.m. That's mañana, the 2nd of February. You can book now to reserve your place by going to www.marshnetwork.co.uk. And their speaker is Steve Gostling, who's a travel counsellor, and he'll ask about North America, he'll be talking about. And in fact, my oldest, Josh, IFF Kitchen, is travelling through South America at the moment. He's having a ball.
South America.
Yeah, he's doing a drive round.
Where is he?
He's already been stopped by the police a couple of times searching his car.
When my youngest, Stu, was there, he went. He was in Guatemala and he went lava surfing.
Lava?
What? Yep. You surf down a lava flow.
Wow. Okay. Well, the food looks amazing
warm.
There.
You have to wear asbestos overalls.
Yeah. Be good for your complexion again, though, the old volcano-y stuff.
Yeah.
But he's got pineapples by the side of the road. I bet they're delicious.
Mm.
Just, you know how much we pay for a pineapple here. And they're just all by the side of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you like to sponsor our Innovation Awards, say, Best Business Events, for businesses that have brought new ideas to life, whether that is idea is big or small? Give them a follow on the Twitter, Business Events Number One is their Twitter handle. You can do one more thing, Jules, and then I'm going to talk to Linda.
Okay, Monday the 7th of February at 7 p.m. There's a free masterclass. We all love a free one. How to define your business book content and increase your customer base. It's a one-hour webinar that will help you to define your ideal customer, identify their pains and challenges, and plan content that addresses these challenges. Planning the right content for your audience is a crucial part of making sure your book meets your customers' needs and elevates you to the position of expert in your field. You can book your place, which is Monday the 7th of Feb, as I said, at 7 p.m. You can go to their Facebook page, which is Karen Stanley Author. And I'm sure that the lovely Paul Anders will put that up on Kent Business Radio.
It is up on Kent Business Radio, and we're going to be talking about that some more over the next week or so. DG East, a new Citroen C4 Shine Plus delivered to a regular local business customer who now receives a Montalbano voucher as a Tenterton car holder. Montalbano is a lovely Italian restaurant in Tenterton.
The Citroens, are they the ones that are so low down they sort of pump up? They can't be clamped or something. Or is that just old Citroens?
I don't know. I've just seen a tweet that with a GIF that Amanda Flanders sent.
Yeah, what was it? The tiger.
Water tiger.
That was about an hour ago.
Yeah, it was an hour ago. Keep but up. I've just seen it. The Business Diaries, they say, bonjour, Business Bunker. We'd love a shout out for our latest podcast with the fab Kirsten Gibbs, talking about convenience and automation. Do you like self-checkouts, Jules, or prefer human interaction? Humans every time.
Yeah, I don't actually go to supermarkets anymore really much. But if I do, I always feel a sense of panic, A, at how much it costs when you've got your load. It's like, it seems to get more and more. And just the sheer thing of packing it all. And I support local, Paul Andrews, little independent shops.
Absolutely. I'm just catching up on Amanda. I'm going to get told off when I get home for this.
What have you done?
Well, because I'm just only just catching up with her tweets. And she says, no, I haven't seen The Tourist, Jules, although now it sounds a bit too violent for me. James Dornan is the name of the actor
Jamie
you were trying
to... Dornan, yeah, he's very handsome.
She says he's definitely better in 50 Shades, and then she's given you a clip from 50 Shades.
I will have to gird my loins and watch 50 Shades. But
yeah, you probably do if you're going to watch 50 Shades.
I'm not sure it's my cup of tea, but The Tourist was excellent. As was, what was that 60s thing that was on, about the serial killer that was on? That was absolutely brilliant. I can't remember what that was called. But it was a true story about these people that preyed on tourists in Asia.
The Serpent.
The Serpent. Thank you for that, Linda. Good job you're here. And I loved it just for the fashion. The 60s fashion was wallop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that was really quite horrible to watch, but gripping.
It was gripping.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, this is all a bit delayed, but I'm just catching up with my tweets. Lisa Settle of Telcare has been on. Well, I was waffling earlier about the change in telephones. She says, yes, the network changes are coming, but lots of scaremongering going on. Beware, there's plenty of time for you to make informed decisions. I think we're going to get Lisa on to talk about that soon. That's what we need to do.
Well, yeah, it's a bit scary, isn't it?
Well, not really. It's just the normal stupid stuff that you get from government when they decide to change everything without thinking through the ramifications. Yeah. Okay, I think I'm fairly caught up with everything, but do keep the tweets coming. But do you know what? I'd like to talk to Linda.
Now she's really. She's bowled in, you know.
Now she's finally turned up. Dainter give her presents to us. Yeah,
and she has a hole in her dress practically. I don't
she
know what
burst
she's
a button.
Been up to.
I happen to know. I saw. Yeah.
She hasn't eaten too many biscuits, so I don't know what that.
I actually managed
going
to
on.
Burst a button. I don't know.
Can you sew buttons on, Linda?
I can. I'm very good at sewing.
Are you? I learned it at Brownies how to sew a button. It's the only thing I can do.
I did O-level at school and...
How to sew buttons on.
I made baby doll pyjamas and things like that.
Oh, yeah, baby dolls.
When I don't know if they do it now. When I was at primary school, even the boys, we had to make things. We had to sew things.
We also
had to make stuff out of raffia.
I don't think they do that now.
Do they not?
Well, my kids don't know how to sew.
It's crazy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but they learn more about mental health now. Becca, my friend, is training 16, 17-year-olds, and she said they're all saying, I can't do this test, I'm going to have a panic attack. I've learned about it at school, and I'm definitely going to have a panic attack. And anxiety is absolutely, they're taught about all this stuff.
We taught how to be anxious.
Yeah, we just had to get on with it,
Practical stuff, wasn't it, for us?
Exactly. Yeah. But sewing is brilliant.
Well, funnily enough, on Twitter earlier, Jeremy Wino, he was talking about somebody had said about. A parent charging their child to live at home.
Mm.
And he was shocked. And I went, hold on a minute. We all did that.
It's called growing up.
Yeah. When I was a kid and I got my first job as a 15-year-old.
Yeah, gave my mum some.
I earned £8.10 a week. Yeah. And I had to give my mum £1 of that for food and board.
Yeah, we did.
25% we had to give everything we had.
But that's actually teaching your child to grown budget. Up. Yeah, exactly, grown-up stuff. I used to buy my mum a bunch of flowers every week as well.
Everyone was mortified. How can you charge your children to live at home? Yeah.
I was working at 14 in the evenings in Tesco's filling up shelves. It was quite normal, to have a job outside school when you were 14, which you wouldn't now very much.
I waitressed.
Yeah, waitressing, which is a brilliant skill for life.
Yeah,
it
is excellent. It teaches you.
Some of us at 14 had full-time jobs, I might tell you.
Oh, yeah, he was up a chimney.
Almost.
I actually did a milk round when I was that age.
That would be lovely.
Now, you see.
Not really, because your hands would stink from milk afterwards.
But you couldn't, you couldn't drive, could you?
No,
you were the one running.
I was doing all the running for the milkman,
Yeah.
Did you used to get a free bottle at the end?
Yeah, a bit of paid pittance, but it was fun.
Now, I did that too. With Roy the milkman, and I was his runner. But I see, I was smart because I had a paper round on the same round.
So you did
like it.
So I used to go out on the milk float, deliver the paper and the milk in one go and get paid twice.
Genius.
Do they still get free school milk at school?
No.
I used to love that.
That was Margaret Thatcher stopped that in the late 70s.
Do you know, we used a glass bottle with a straw and it was just such a nice little time, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You pay for it termly. I paid for it for my granddaughter and she said, Nanny, you don't need to do this. She said, because I don't like milk. I was like, oh.
So they can get it.
They can get it, but you have to pay for it.
Yeah, but back in my day, it used to be in crates outside the classroom. And in the winter, it was frozen solid. Yeah, and in the summer, it had gone off by the time you drank it.
Yeah, it was always a bit off, as I recall. And the robins used to peck the thing.
The cream.
Tits.
Tits as well,
It was the tits that pecked the top off the
green
milk.
Ones, blue ones.
Anyway, Linda.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Eventually.
Now you're here.
Now we've had a little wobble with that. It's a pleasure to see you. Just give us a quick overview of... we do social media, but you were telling us a story off air, which I'm going to make you tell again about working with Graham and doing photographs and stuff like that. So just give us a quick overview to set the scene, as it were, of We Do Social Media.
Okay, so We Do Social Media offers management services to clients who don't have the time to do it themselves. There's lots of businesses out there know they need a social media presence, but they just haven't got the time to do it.
Yep.
And then we've come up with different solutions for people who do want to do it themselves, to help them learn how to do it through the social media gym that Elle spent 18 months putting together.
Yep.
And now has an array of videos and content resources for people to draw on. Mm. It's free for charities, so we've had lots of charities sign up. So that's been amazing. And, we're still interviewing people and do social media for lots of different types of businesses. Mm. So it's fun. It's enjoyable.
I still find it difficult to get my head around how people approach some of this stuff. Social media, whatever platform you choose, and you have to choose the right platform for your product or service. Yeah. But so many business people, certainly small business people, don't seem to understand the power of it. You know, back in the day, we would spend a fortune, an absolute fortune, advertising in a newspaper, for instance, you know, and I'm talking £400-£500 just for one small, tiny, tiny advert in a weekly newspaper, yeah, which had a circulation of like 18,000 people, yeah, whereas I've got 21,000 followers on Twitter. I've got more than the newspaper, yeah. So when you use that platform, you're advertising to a huge number of people, and so many small businesses just don't seem to understand that you know they've got a powerful platform here that they can get out to if they do it right.
It is doing it, and that's the thing, you see. I think a lot of people will go on there and they say, just post.
Yeah.
And they just post and they don't engage with their audience.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. And we were speaking to a company this morning and they were saying, is Twitter any good? And I'm like, yeah. You know, for what you do, absolutely. But the thing is no point just going on there and just posting. And they have been paying different companies a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they just haven't had the results that they wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's talking them through which are the best platforms. Instagram is very good now. You know, a lot of companies, especially product-based companies, are going with Instagram.
I mean, I happen to know because you've told me previously about how you work and how you work out a strategy for people, which is absolutely correct, isn't it? And you're right. You know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn and Instagram are the main platforms these days. They don't suit everybody, and it all depends what your strategy is. So for me, for instance, Instagram's useless because my strategy is all about web traffic.
Mm.
And the one thing you can't do on Instagram is generate web traffic.
Yeah.
So I use it and I post silly photographs on it, and that's about it, really, because I can't really do much else. For other people, it's a massively important thing because their strategy is totally different to mine, you know. Mm. So if you're in the food business or the fashion business, it's a fantastic platform for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. And then Facebook, I just despair of Facebook sometimes. I mean,
there's different strategies for all of them. That's why the social media gym is good. So we either sit down with a company and work out a strategy for them, which is the first thing we do with them, or they can go into the social media gym and find the strategy for the platform that they believe is good for their business.
Yeah.
Or they can book a consultation with us where we discuss which is the best platform for them to use.
See, I think that's really important because we can all sit here and go, yeah, it needs to fit with your strategy. But probably 90% of small businesses don't have a strategy.
They don't even think about what they need to post or what results they want, what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, they just know they're supposed to be on it, so they post a picture of their dog and their dinner. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, you were telling us a story. You started to, and I stopped you and said, no, you can tell us that when we're back on air, about working with Graham here.
Yes.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us that story again?
Okay, so we've been banging on for years about companies having authentic social media, and we weren't having authentic social media, so we weren't walking the talk. So we employed Graham. We had two photo shoots, actually. One photo shoot was office-based, so it was taking pictures of us and, you know, the girls.
Sorry to interrupt, because it's a brilliant story, and I don't really want to interrupt. But just for our listeners, what do you classify as authentic? What do you mean by authentic?
So authentic, for example, for a plumber, it may be showing his tools or showing a video of his work.
Is that allowed? Oh, yes. I see what you mean. Right, okay.
Is S-bend, Paul.
For us...
Want to see a picture of my spanner?
For us, it's more difficult. Or for somebody like a mortgage broker or, you know, somebody who's office-based, it's more difficult.
Yeah.
For you, for here, obviously, photograph, which you do, of your guests.
The studio,
Of you on in the studio.
Yeah.
But there could be other ones that you could do, like just a picture of the on-air, for example, would be a great image for you to share.
I get what you're saying,
So that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then we were doing the photo shoot for the social media gym the second day. And the second day, it was raining.
Right.
So poor Elle was, you know, she'd planned it all, the what timing, when people were going to go, when they were going to arrive, what was to go where.
So this was an outdoor shoot, presumably.
It was an outdoor shoot with some indoor content.
Right.
And Graham just said, right, you've just got to go with it. You've just got to, I'll tell you when. So I had my son and my boyfriend there to carry the sofa out because the idea was friends. We had a frame, an empty frame that we wanted to take out. And we had this lovely big, it's the old a mental home in Maidstone, Oakwood Park Mental Home.
Yeah.
So it's got lovely big pillars in front of it, massive great big trees. So as soon as it stopped raining, Graham was like, right, let's get the sofa outside. So we get the sofa outside. And then it was just the photographs that Graham said to have done. So some of the collateral we've had, like, for example, we had David Proud down in on his at the starting position for a race.
It was as if he was going to do a sprint, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's it. And then there was another one of everyone poking their heads around trees. Then it was me and Elle on the sofa. Then it was all the personal trainers from the gym on the sofa, all looking one way. And then Graham would say, right, fingers the other way, and all point to the left. And then we did the surround one, didn't we? What do you call that?
The 360 photo of the whole team as a circle, yeah.
The 360 of the whole team. Actually, we're all standing there in our We Do Social Media T-shirts and our caps, and we've got our water bottles. So it was, the whole thing was just really good fun. But poor Elle, I did feel for her, because she had it, she planned it implicitly.
And was it raining all the way through this?
No, it literally, when Graham said go, it stopped raining, and we went out, and literally started raining as we came back in, didn't it?
Yeah, it literally, as we finished the shoot, it started to rain again, and it was job done. We nailed it.
The hazard of the outdoor shoot.
Yeah.
Oh. That brings back reminiscence. Many years ago, I went to a performance of The Sound of Music at the Menac Theatre in Cornwall.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of the Menac Theatre. It's an outdoor theatre on the top of a cliff.
Wow.
By the sea, okay? And we went right at the end of the summer. It was like October. And there was a massive sea storm halfway through the performance. And the waves were breaking over the top of the cliff onto the stage, and they were doing that bit tied up with bound paper and string when they're all on the bed.
Yes.
Yeah. And the waves were coming over the top, and the bed was so soaked. Every time they jumped up and down, it was just a big spray of water. It was hilarious. The entire audience were falling about laughing. All the actors were falling about laughing. Brilliant. Everybody was absolutely soaked to the skin. It was unbelievable.
But memorable moment.
But very memorable, yeah. You know, 30 years later, I still got very vivid memories of it. driving home in wet clothes as well. But so, you know, I think authentic shoots, as you've described it, are really something that we need to think about as well, yeah?
Every business should think about. So, you know, and it's very difficult to think of different ideas. Yeah. I mean,
because you can end up looking the same as everybody else.
Absolutely. You've got a dog. People love photographs
they
of dogs.
They do, don't they? Bonkers about dogs.
Absolutely bonkers about it. And recipes. Mm. People love those sort of things that they can interact and engage with.
Mm. Just when I do my boring smoothies, which I knock up practically 5 days a week, people go, oh, I like, you know, and I get a lot of banter about smoothies.
Yeah,
it's odd, isn't it? It's odd what people respond to and what they don't respond to. I find that because I put a lot of stuff on social media. You know, I've got over nearly 3,000 blogs, and they're all business information, you know, how to do this or why you should do that or whatever. And some of the blogs are I haven't written any of them. Other people, you know, experts have written them, and I think that's a really, really powerful blog. Nobody reads it, yeah? And then you put a picture of your dinner up, and then 9,000 people go, well, are they peas? Or you go, well, who cares?
But that's the old-fashioned, isn't it? And that's what people are used to having done over the years. But you need some. We're doing the next free event we do is personalising your brand.
Right.
And there's so many different ways that you can personalise your brand.
Right.
And so what we're doing is we're doing two-hour, like, webinar, and there's a bit of sort of engagement, you know, breakout rooms and that sort of networking to start off with.
Yeah.
But that's really important that you give that personality across, because people buy from people.
Yeah.
So that's what authenticity is about. Mm. So using stock photographs, which a lot of people do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it does cut the chase because you get the continuity, but you're far better off having...
I'll tell you what, because I use a huge amount of stock photographs legally.
Yeah,
because I use a huge amount of stock photographs, you quite often see the same photographs on other people's tweets all the time, and you go, I need to change that because you know, it's just going to blend into the same thing.
It's an interesting point actually about stock. I'm not adverse to stock imagery if it's used in the right way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, most people don't use it in the right way because you're seeing the same images coming time and time again, or it's not on brand for them. It's not, as Linda says, it's not authentic to them.
Yeah,
do you
put
your images on any platforms for stock photos like iStock?
No, I don't. I think because I do a lot of where I'm working with very smaller businesses and specific businesses, then it tends to be for those clients.
Yeah.
I have been asked if I would do that. It might be something I'll consider doing in the future.
Is Google Maps still a thing? I used to do a lot of Google Maps.
Yeah. Google Maps and the Google Business Profiles, or Google My Businesses, it used to be called. Yeah.
I used to do loads of those. Mm. Interesting.
Cool.
I mean, the photographs that Graham took as well. So I'm starting the Let's Socialise. I'm actually relaunching that again. And Kent Life rang me about 3 weeks ago and said, oh, you know, you're known in Kent for dating. And I said, oh, I'm not doing it anymore. She was like, oh, no, you know, can we talk about it Valentine's
Day? Was that Sarah? Did Sarah want a date?
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah Sturt, yeah.
So she rang me and she had a chat with me about, you know, the 20 years that I was in the dating and everything else. She went, oh, please send me some photos. So we sent a photograph that Graham actually took of me on the sofa, and I'm looking out towards the front room and then Elle's looking at me. Hmm. And, you know, it was great to be able to use that photograph, you know, for that as well. And it was authentic because it looked like I was actually interviewing.
And was Graham byline for that photo?
No.
Oh, no. Graham, you need a tantrum.
What, in the magazine?
In Kent, Kent Life.
It was mentioned.
Oh, it was
and,
it?
And actually, somebody
they're usually
sent
very
me,
good.
Yeah, they actually sent me a copy of it as well.
Oh, fantastic.
He was bylined.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I was.
All right.
We had we've got an African client, and they're big, and they haven't, I was looking at their Twitter, and they haven't done anything since 2018. Oh. And I just said to them, you're better to take it off rather than just leave it lying there dormant. Mm. Would you agree?
Mm. Yes, lots of people do leave it dormant and they haven't done anything on there. You can see that they've just gone on there, signed up, and then it's like...
Yeah.
Or forgotten their password.
Yes.
Oh, that is a big
happens
one.
A lot, yeah.
That is a big one. You find someone's Twitter handle and all of a sudden it comes to an abrupt... You know, they've been quite prolific.
Yeah.
And then it comes to an abrupt halt. And then all of a sudden you find another Twitter handle that's their same name with a number one after it. And you go, you forgot your password, didn't you?
It is.
Absolutely.
We're kind of pushing for time at the moment, but I just want to ask both of you a question here, really, about video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People tell me all the time, you know, video. I don't watch YouTube. If somebody posts a video to me, I go, oh, Lord, my Lord. Unless it's funny, and quick. I can't be bothered.
I thought a lot with you. When I was doing the radio show, I thought to myself I should have been filming it. And if I'd filmed it, I think I would have had a much bigger audience. And I think it would increase your audience. If you did this, if you filmed this and then put it... I know it's long.
No, we used to. We used to do the whole thing on Facebook until Facebook banned it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because we play a music track halfway through.
Yeah. I remember with Instagram that when I first used to do stuff on it, and I'd have background music because I love music, they would really give me a hard time about it and make me... But now they seem much more laid back, Instagram, about music.
Well, there's a lot of issues around this. You know, the Americans never understood. You know, we tried to argue with them. Because we used to, funnily enough, Linda, you're absolutely right, we used to film a lot of our shows and have them live stream on Facebook. Mm. And Facebook gave us huge amounts of grief. And we went, no, we've got a PRSPPL licence. All these artists get paid. Oh, don't even know what you're talking about, because they're American, so they didn't know. Yeah. Nowadays, it's not so bad because people like Spotify and YouTube just have mega licences. They just go, right, it's 10 million quid, sort it out amongst yourselves. And that's what they do, which is why people like Neil Young make a fuss about Spotify, because they don't earn very much out of it.
I mean, the thing is, if you filmed here, then you could, and you edited it, you could have so much content from one show.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you could break it down and you'd have so much content.
Yeah, most of it would get banned now.
It's the music licenses and stuff.
That causes the problem. Yeah.
So absolutely. Graham has just tweeted out. So Graham, our guest, he's on Graham Baker GBP. He's just put out the lovely, fabulous photo of that shoot that Linda's talking about. The team look amazing. Some lovely legs in that photo as well. And gorgeous. And as you said, the background of the nursing home or whatever it was just looks majestic. Lovely Kent bricks.
Mental asylum it is.
Yeah. So where did all the patients go?
Well, it's flats now.
Probably released into Canterbury.
Sitting on the sofa.
Seriously, they were, because they went for care in the community, didn't they? And closed it down.
Lovely shot, Graham. Thank you.
We're fast running out of time and we've got quite a bit to cover. I want to say a big thank you to Linda.
Thank you.
Linda, give us a shout out for your website and one more shout out for we do social media, gym and all the things you do. It's difficult keeping up, you lot. You keep inventing new things.
I know. Well, the social media gym is £34.83 a month. As I say, it's free for charities. And you can just go in and put in the socialmediagym.com to find that.
Right.
Or you can get to any of our services through wedosocialmedia.co.uk. And, of course, we're on all the social media channels. Sorry, I'm struggling today. And we do training, you know, one-to-one training. We do management, which is our core service. And, of course, we've got the products, the social media workouts and the social media gym.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, Linda. We'll let you
expire
gracefully. Poor love. She's got a coughing fit going on.
Spray my dew at her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did I read Martin Reeves' tweet? I can't remember.
I did.
Thank you for my shout out. Did you read that one?
No, I didn't. No.
So thank you for my shout out, B Bunker. Great interview with Graham with a thumbs up.
Oh,
and now he'll probably tweet and great interview with Linda because it was 22 minutes ago.
Brilliant.
But I expect he's listening in his loft, Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
And Tracy and Lisa Settle, are having little banter jokes about the bookshop candle thing. So I can't quite keep up, but a bit of banter.
Now I've left my phone in the car.
Oh.
That's why it's so quiet.
I know.
I've taken you, Linda.
There's a takeaway tea room which is opening mañana, tomorrow, replacing a former sandwich shop which closed after just 3 weeks. That's awful. The Little Teacup in Bank Street, Ashford, will become the sister business to the Little Teapot in the Park Mall shopping centre. Do you know where that is, Paul Andrews?
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
It's the way you put your hand on the hip.
Yeah.
Do you know that area?
Yeah.
Park Mall?
Yeah, it's right in the centre of Ashford Town.
Is it Mall or Mall? I never know.
It's
a Mall, isn't it? If it was a Mall, wouldn't it have a W in it?
It's a Mall in the UK. It's a Mall in the US.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I read a piece in a local paper the other day.
Unless it's Pall Mall. And then it's a male again.
Exactly. But I read a piece by, I think she's an English writer, and she wrote Gotten, and I nearly fell off my chair. You know what I'm like about that word.
Americanisation.
We are not American.
Mm-hmm. Right, do you know what we're going to do now?
Bit of FSB Uninterrupted.
It's going to be the uninterrupted FSB
it's
news.
It's good, I can
is
eat
what
biscuits.
It is. Yeah.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
The FSB has launched a Making Tax Digital app. We've partnered with Rhino Software, whose HMRC recognised app is designed to help you follow new Making Tax Digital rules. Record your expenses, create invoices and submit your VAT return directly to HMRC. And you can do all of that through the FSB Making Tax Digital app. If you want to find out more about it, why you need it, when you need it, if you go to kempassistradio.co.uk/MTD-app, MTD-app. And it's something that every VAT registered business will need. I think it's from next year, or it might be 23, I can't remember. Anyway, it's all in there if you read it. I've now got a number of events that the FSB are holding in no particular date order, and I will give you the link at the end of this all for you to go and find out more and book your place. The 5 Key Strategies to Profitable Business Growth is a webinar taking place on Wednesday the 2nd of February, that's tomorrow, mañana, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking is happening on Thursday the 10th of February from 9:30 till 10:30. And then on Tuesday the 15th of February, 11 a.m. to 12:30, Negotiation Structuring Better Outcomes. On Thursday the 10th of February, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, Building a Circular Economy. All businesses will be impacted by the need to become circular eventually, and it's expected that businesses to show leadership and innovation. So do book on this seminar to find out. Tuesday, the 22nd of February, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m, Commercial Insurance, Navigating Uncertainty for Small Businesses. Thursday, the 24th of February, is Your Business Dementia Friendly? Dementia is a growing problem in the UK, which is already starting to have an impact on businesses in terms of both their employees and their customers. Why not join us for this FSB webinar featuring Speaker Tony Hall from the Bristol Dementia Action Alliance? That's February the 24th, 11 a.m. That is all of the events. Oh, no, there's some more. I thought there was. There's Kent Virtual Networking on Wednesday, the 23rd of February. Join us for this Kent-based relaxed networking. And then there's a whole seminar on making tax digital on Monday, the 21st of February, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then there's a Maximise Your Membership event on Monday, the 28th of February, 12:30 to 1:30. All of those webinars, nearly all of them, I think, in fact, all of them are free. And you can find out about them by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. There's also now available hospitality and leisure Omicron grants. The hospitality and leisure Omicron grants are available from Folkestone and Hythe Council, Maidstone Council, Canterbury and Sevenoaks. If you go to your local council website, you will find the details there for your eligibility. I believe it's up to £5,000 is on offer if you are in the leisure or hospitality field and have been affected by Omicron. This is an advance notice, and we'll give you more details later on in the year. But the Kent Business Summit that had been due to take place in January but was cancelled because of COVID is now going to take place on April the 27th. So we'll give you more details of that as they become available. And that is the FSB news for this week.
Beautifully read, Paul Andrews. And as predicted, Martin Reeves has said that great interview with Linda from We Do Social Media changed my perception of social media, TBH. Loving the photos from Oakwood Park Asylum as I'm from Barming. We used to skateboard through the corridors when it was closed. My mates used to go into the tunnels. What were the tunnels for? Well, now I'm intrigued. I need to know more. So what a lovely story there about that building.
Mm. I think Tunbridge Road actually collapsed, didn't it, because of one of the tunnels that come from Barming Asylum.
Yeah.
Wow. It was closed for
about a
year.
But why do they have tunnels? To drag them out? I'm wondering if it's from the war, though.
I believe that the tunnels were there during the Second World War as a way of taking the inmates out of the building and keeping them safe during bombing runs.
Oh, there's got to be a film about that, you know. It's really annoying. My new husband and Billy are WhatsApping me, Billy Dean, SOS Computer, WhatsApping me about my mum's WhatsApp while I'm live on air.
I know.
2 hours ago.
Well, it's keen.
2 hours ago, I said, talk to each other. I'm actually doing my job. No, they're still nagging me. It's popping up on my phone.
Paragon Drones have been on. Vanilla Web, George Serkin. Great banter with two incredibly entertaining guests. Plenty of great advice on social media and photography. So thank you for that, folks. Oh, we got a picture of her air sanitizer. Good grief.
And Martin Reeves has said he's not listening in the loft, but he says, just for you, Jules, I'll be up there for the last 15 minutes of your show. I have some Lego to go up.
He's not back in the loft, is he?
Yeah. Well, it's getting a little bit milder now, isn't it? Because it would have been too cold in December.
Okay.
I mean, we're in spring now, Paul Andrews, almost. It was sunlight today. I had my windows open in the kitchen this morning again.
Oh, lovely.
That's three times the last week.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Business Awards 2022. Applications are now open for the Ashford, Canterbury, Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells Business Awards. In each of the areas, and there's a different award for each of those four areas, but the categories are customer service, innovation, startup business less than 3 years old, small business, businesswoman of the year, best family business and best construction business. The awards dinners for those will all take place in December this year. If you want to find out about them, if you want to nominate yourself or nominate somebody else, you can do all of that by going to www.businessawardskent.co.uk.
And details of a new £34 million leisure centre has come to replace Cascades in Gravesend. Papers set to go before Gravesend Council's cabinet on Monday say both Cascades Leisure Centre and Cygnets in Northfleet are ageing with issues in respect of their building quality. An outline, I guess they're from the 60s, are they?
I guess so.
An outline plans to replace Cascades set to be completed by late spring of 2024 at the earliest. The project would involve the creation of an outdoor active environment area, but the existing Regan's Bar would be demolished. And the new centre would provide an 8-lane swimming pool with a 100-seater spectator area for swimming galas, a 10-by-20-metre teaching pool, 3 studios for health and fitness, a gym, squash court, sports hall and community rooms of primary care sessions such as weight management, health screening and dietary advice. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's excellent.
Eight lane isn't very much though, is it? Is it?
Yeah, it is. Funnily enough, my youngest, Stu, used to swim for Kent, and back in the day then, we used to have to do it at the Black Lion Leisure Centre in Gillingham, and as a spectator, the swimming pool was okay, but for spectators, it was horrible.
Yeah, they were always a bit wet and sort of verrucery, weren't they?
And smell of chlorine.
Yeah.
You couldn't get the smell of chlorine out of your clothes for about a week.
And you'd always find that sort of odd wet sock somewhere, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when you sat down. And they'd have those rubber mats that squelch when you walk over them.
And there were always a few hairs under those rubber mats.
You'd
walk barefoot. And, you know, some people had plastic socks if they had verrucas, didn't they? But some people didn't. The whistle, you know, the whistling.
Oh, yeah.
And no heavy petting, of course. That was always a problem. Yeah. I mean, there were always those signs up, weren't there? No bombing.
Yeah, no jumping, diving, petting. No. Yeah.
Heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
In Essex.
Yeah, light petting was okay, but not heavy petting.
Only in Essex, though.
Yeah.
No weeing off the diving board.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the days. But I'm sure that swimming has spruced up, hasn't it?
Well, it's a funny thing. I mean, as I say, Stu swam for Kent and...
Did he have verrucas?
Sorry?
Did he have verrucas?
No. It was a funny thing, though, because the facilities were really awful. How do you build sporting excellence when, you know, the facilities are all rubbish or you can only use them at 4 a.m. when nobody else is in the pool with a rubber duck, you know? I mean, it's just...
Passion.
Yeah.
That's how they do it, isn't it? Without the facilities or the sports stars.
Yeah.
It's just the passion.
Martin Reeves has piped up again. I expect he's in the loft now. And
he's got a signal. Yeah. Now he's up in the loft. He's got a signal.
My new husband's just told Billy Dean that although we've got Wi-Fi 6, whatever that is, it's still a bit shoddy in the garden, in the back garden. And we haven't got a big garden because we want to work out there.
When you say you've got Wi-Fi 6, do you mean you've got a BT6 hub?
I don't know. Billy did it. I wasn't even there. But Martin Reeves is enlightening us on the tunnels. See, I'm seeing these old films now, black and white war films with tunnels. The Great Escape, Steve McQueen. So the tunnels go, he says Martin Reeves, the tunnels go from the hospital down to the River Medway in Maidstone. Oh. And he says, when I was a kid, more kid tales here from Martin, the less dangerous patients used to roam the streets in Barming and us kids looked out for them. Now, does he mean looked out for them, looked after them, or were...
No, I think he meant avoid them.
Do you know, whenever I... Oh, this is politically incorrect, but whenever I sit on the tube, I will always get somebody odd come and sit next to me.
Well,
I don't know. I attract them like a magnet, and I start off being really polite and then starting to get rather worried.
Is that the bloke on the bus with a tobacco tin that says, I've got a camel in here? Yeah. Do you want to see it?
They're attracted to me, I tell you. So interesting. And Tracy is piping up. She's saying, we're talking about salt lamps, you see, off air by Twitter. And she says, it's the ions they give off. Paul will know. You won't know about negative and positive ions.
Ions?
Yeah. Paul won't know.
Well, like a 7-iron.
I think she's being sarcastic. So we're talking about salt lamps and they give off negative ions.
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 Ions, not ions. Yeah. Ions. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Do you know about that? It's about the Wi-Fi as well in your house, without getting all spooky.
No, it's not.
So when you've got a lot of electric stuff, okay, it changes the vibe in the air and the ions. Okay, so the salt lamp gives out negative ions.
You sound like you're quite a cynic there, Paul.
Yeah.
I
You can sell her anything. You really can.
It's like when I was younger, I used to wash my floor with seawater. Actually do that. I'd go and collect seawater and mop my floor.
Which was a bit of a trek because you didn't live anywhere near the sea.
But it gives off that ozone, of course. Mind you, Whitstable, we have sewage in the sea now, so that's... I'm just going to squirt you again because you're annoying me.
Yeah, Tracy Ferguson has been on with some sensible stuff here, not about ions.
She was the one
seawater.
That brought it up.
I know. She says, always enjoy hearing from Linda, some great social media tips, and nice to hear her story of working with Graham too. The photos are lovely and bring out the fun in We Do Social Media's approach.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Tracy.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see, she just eggs me on, Tracy. And then she says sensible things to the guest. But eggs me on. Mm-hmm. This is the lovely Paul Barbara, nice and spicy. He says, while we say goodbye to the challenging year of 2021, we are making initial provisions for our fully fitted Sprinter van to be placed at a few locations for readily serving our home-cooked Carrara foods. Would you be interested for us to serve our Carrara nice and spicy foods? We do gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian and meat dishes, including takeaways from your location. And you can find him on www.producedinkent.co.uk/news/Carrara on wheels.
Cool.
Yes, we could do with some, Paul Andrews. Paul Barbara.
Chukka Chukka beer.
Yeah. Of course, I've sampled quite a lot of Chukka Chukka beer.
Have you?
Very pleasant.
Is it nice?
Goes nicely.
Is it spicy?
Yeah, it goes very, very nicely with Paul's curries.
Does it?
Yeah. I think Rani does most of it anyway. I think he swanks around.
Oh, Rani does all the work. He's management. She's labour.
Yeah.
We all know that.
I've got to send him my... Did he ask for your logo to go on the side of his van?
Yeah.
Have you sent it?
About a year ago,
I haven't got round. I was camping in Rutland when he asked me, and I said I'd do it when I got back. I haven't got round to it.
And you haven't got round to it, have you?
It's on my list.
So it's not on the side of his Chukka Chukka van?
No, it's not on my list. Mm. So thank you for that, Paul Barbara.
Mm. What else you got?
Well, the Taste of Kent Awards are around. They're happening again. They seem to come around very quickly. And they're open for voting, so you can... vote for your favourite restaurant that you'd like to rave about or a favourite tipple that needs toasting, and then get voting in the Taste of Kent Awards. So you can go to tasteofkentawards.co.uk and then you can click the category you'd like to vote in or cast your vote. Now, they often have some new categories coming up. So this year they've got three new ones. They've got the new Kent food and drink product, and Kent Startup Food and Drink Business, and to recognise the Kent farming community, Kent Farmer of the Year, of which I've frolicked with quite a few Kent farmers, Paul Andrews, in my time. Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Charles Tassel.
Oh, yes.
Charles Tassel, Farming Kent on Twitter.
Absolutely. And Martin's been back on again to answer your question.
Is he clambering down the ladder?
No, he's answering your question about...
tunnels.
About the inmates from... the home.
Was he frightened of them?
He said, we avoided a few, but one guy we called Jonah was a World War II Polish evacuee, and we used to give him cigarettes as he used to scour the floor for fag butts.
Oh.
Yeah. He says the sinkholes in Barming are supposed to be tunnels that have fallen in.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So have they filled them in now for the flats? Or?
They filled in one, the one on the Tunbridge Road, but it took them nearly a year.
Yeah.
Oh, the road was closed for a long time.
So they could actually use some of those tunnels for storage for the new tenants in the flats, maybe, for bikes and things, maybe?
I wouldn't. They keep falling, as Linda just said, in the middle of the Barming Road, one of them just it collapsed.
The A26, the whole road just collapsed.
The whole road just collapsed into the tunnel.
I'd be worried. I mean, there's houses, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they build houses anywhere now.
Absolutely.
On top of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, very quickly, because we're almost at the end of the show. Brasher's are the sponsors for the Leeds Castle concert for the sixth year in a row. Two iconic Kent brands will come together once again this summer as award-winning law firm Brasher's confirm as headline sponsors for the Leeds Castle concert. This iconic event takes place on Saturday the 9th of July. The concert returned with a bang last year after a year away due to COVID, and the audience loved every minute. You can join us on Saturday the 9th of July for a truly memorable evening. You'll be enthralled by world-class music, captivated by famous performers and amazed by our fireworks finale. All this while you have fun with your friends sipping champagne. Tickets are currently on sale at the reduced price of £49 for a picnic and £59 seated. Purchase 10 or more tickets and receive a 10% discount. You can find out all about it by going to leedscastleconcert.co.uk.
Is that organised by the lovely Amanda?
No.
I wasn't listening properly, but...
I love Leeds Castle Concert.
I tuned in.
No, in fact, no, Amanda works at Leeds Castle, but she works on the events side, but that's catering events and wedding events and restaurant events. The concert itself is a separate operation.
I remember we went once to a nice picnicky place. There was a theatre somewhere. We went. I met you there for... You didn't have champagne, but I did.
Yeah. That was the Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah, that was really
Shakespeare
lovely.
In the Park.
What park was that?
I can't remember which one you came to. I went to all of them because I sponsored it.
Yeah.
It was the outdoor Shakespeare event, and it went round Kent and Sussex at seven stately homes and parks.
Yeah.
Where they performed. The one we sponsored was The Merchant of Venice.
That's the one I went to, I think.
Yeah, well, it would be.
I can't remember much of it.
They did it at Boughton Place, didn't they?
Yeah, it may have been Boughton Place that you came to, Jules.
Fantastic
it may have
views.
Been Boughton Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also did it at Eastwell Manor.
I love a bit of theatre.
Yeah. Anyway, guess what?
End of a show.
We've reached the end of the show.
Flew
once
by.
Again.
Well, it was nice of Linda to drop in, wasn't it?
She dropped in for a few minutes, had a bit of a cough up and left. Yeah.
Burst her button.
Aww. Yeah, yeah.
That's the
but it was nice. It was nice to see her anyway, for briefly. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Well, briefly being a thing, because the button opened. Yeah. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I think it's when you walked in, when she walked in and you sprayed her. I think that's what put her off. To be honest,
maybe video isn't such a good idea. But
thank you to everybody that joined us on the show today out there. Thank you to everybody that tweeted, everybody that emailed. Huge thank you to the show sponsor for this week, which was Tenton District Chamber of Commerce. A massive thank you to our guests, Mr. Graham Barker of Graham Barker Photography, and the perennially lovely Linda Cloak of We Do Social Media.
Thank you.
My fantastic, stunkingly gorgeous co-host, the terribly annoying Jill Serkin. Thank you all. We'll be back with another show next week. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Stay safe, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. It's been brilliant.
Oh, hold on.
Graham said it was brilliant.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Just press your buttons.